There was a time when airport food was bland and overpriced at best, or simply awful at worst. But over the last few years, Tampa International and other airports around the country have been working to improve their offerings. The airport feels so confident about its restaurant lineup that it's allowing non-passengers into the terminal for a taste. As WUSF's Bradley George reports, the new program harkens back to a time when airports were open to everyone.
It's a Saturday morning at Tampa International Airport, and Richard Holmes is here to see off his girlfriend, Jen Tai. Usually they would say their goodbyes just before the security checkpoint, but not today.
I could actually see her off at a gate like they used to do, and yeah. So it's nice to be able to be like, bye, and then actually see the plane go fly away.
Holmes stopped by the airport information desk to pick up a special pass that will allow him inside the terminal. Tai is excited to have lunch with her boyfriend steps away from the gate.
We're on Airside C, so we're planning on going to Ulele before I take off, so that'll be nice, yeah.
Ulele is one of several local restaurants and shops that now has an airport location after 3 years of renovations. Airport spokeswoman Emily Nips.
Every time we announced a new opening, people would say, oh, I love that place. Wish I could go there. I don't ever go to Airside F or I don't ever go to Airside E. And they would even ask, is there a way to get to these restaurants without a ticket? And we would say, yeah, no, sorry, you got to have a ticket.
But now non-flyers don't need a ticket. They just need to sign up in advance to go through security every Saturday. It may sound like a novel idea, but it's one that Tampa borrowed.
In Pittsburgh, the airport was built as a destination for both flyers and non-flyers alike.
Bob Kerlick is a spokesman for Pittsburgh International Airport. When it opened in the early 90s, the massive terminal was both a hub for U.S. Airways and a mall open to the public with over 100 stores. It was called, cleverly enough, the Air Mall. Then came 9/11 and strict new security measures. But Kerlick says locals had fond memories of shopping at the airport.
You know, ever since then, we've been getting questions from the community about when can we get out to the Air Mall again? When can we get out beyond security again? Because this is something that Pittsburghers wanted, and this is something that Pittsburghers, frankly, were used to doing.
Since 2017, non-flyers can visit the Air Mall if they show ID and get a pass. Kerlick says it took years of negotiation for that to happen.
We had to work very closely with TSA. You know, we worked with them over several years, demonstrated to them that this program would have no reduction in security and it would have no effect on wait times for passengers.
Tampa's airport also worked with TSA. Participants are checked against the same databases and no-fly lists as paying passengers. They're also subject to the same security screening. And Tampa's program is limited. It's only available on Saturdays for the first 100 people who sign up. Ramon Lowe is publisher of Airport Experience News, an industry trade magazine. He says an open access program wouldn't work for every airport, but for Tampa, it makes sense. He says it's a way for the airport to show off its investments.
It's truly reflective of the region and the city that you guys are in. And you're getting more flights, more business there. And so Tampa is really upscaling and elevating experience. So why not look at a way to invite the public in, non-ticketed passengers, that is.
That could mean more revenue for Tampa International. But spokeswoman Emily Nips says the airport isn't expecting to make money from the program, at least not yet.
It's not enough people to really make that big of an impact on our sales. And we also don't make you spend money when you come here. If you want to come out here and just kind of hang out at the airport, you're allowed to do that.
Whatever the reason for coming out, there's a lot of interest. Every Saturday is booked through the end of August. Bradley George, WUSF 89.7 News.